three. Here.
Are you listening?
It's Anything and Everything with Mel.
Damn.
How about that craft beer movement?
I'm not into it. I'm not into it either. I hate all of them. My brother gave me that bottle. We just busted open last night or for Christmas. It tastes like legitimately poison.
I say I think the craft beer
dirty movement, socks wrung out. Yeah. It's so gross.
To me, it's like the craft beer movement is like the funniest thing in the world because like it's not like there is an art in it.
Definitely.
There's definitely an art in it. But with the whole everybody selling craft beers now, everybody thinks they're like this, you know, beer connoisseur because now they could go ahead and like, you know, not bashing anyone beer. Because like, you know, there's people that do drink responsibly, but you know, there's like the, I was watching the TV show The Ranch and he's kind of sitting there and he's like, you want to go back, you know, and drink this with me on the porch? And he goes, yeah. He's like, you know, I'm glad he said yeah, because if I were doing it alone, I'd be an alcoholic, but since I'm doing it with you, know, I'm bonding. Yeah. That's kind of like how the craft beer movement is to me. Yeah. It's like, oh, if I was just drinking Miller Lite like this, I'd be an alcoholic because it's craft beer. Become knowledgeable about something.
Yeah, more sophisticatedly being alcoholic.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like it's beer. Yeah, it's beer people, beer connoisseurs who want to take after like wine people. You know.
I mean, I can vouch for the fact that like Cameron said, there's people that get it and do it. You know, to me, like two's too many. Like when I get to drinking like wine or something, you know, like decent. Like I don't like beer. I don't like the taste of it, but I do enjoy wine occasionally and. Like a glasses, like one's good, you know. Like I don't really feel like
you don't get like drunk.
It all depends on the person, though. Too, you know, height, body size, everything like that. You know, you're generally a smaller dude. You get another dude that's out there that's, you know, 250 pounds, 6'3" or something like that. They're gonna need a few, you know, probably double the amount to feel what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially, it depends too on how much you drink it. But I don't know. I feel like I really do feel like two's too many. I mean, if you, I think even the biggest dude can feel a whole glass of pretty potent wine.
Yeah.
But regardless, I think that's a, you know, that's an art form too. I mean, like I said, like I'm not a hater on craft beers. I play breweries all the time. It's like one of my main places. But it's just funny to me that I live in Lowell, Indiana, and there's a brewery in Lowell.
There's called a brewery Route 2 Brews. Every
like,
town.
Like I live in Lowell. Yeah. Like
that's what's funny to me is like there's a brewery in every town now.
On top of the probably hundreds of people in every town cooking in their own houses and stuff and brewing their own.
It's become like an obsession in the public eye.
For real.
But there could be worse things. I mean, like, you know, the crystal meth is out there. I mean, you know.
But isn't it crazy, though?
These
like,
people aren't doing meth. Like,
I think, though, the statistics, I'm pretty sure alcohol is 10 times more dangerous and kills way more people than, like, all drugs that are illegal combined.
It kills more people than all drugs, that are illegal combined.
And it's crazy that we're allowed to fucking make it and brew it in our kitchens.
But honestly, though, at the same time, you know, as crazy as I do think that is, and I do think there needs to be another way around it, you know, I'm sure if, you know, cocaine and heroin and all that shit were legal, there'd be a lot more people dying on that, too.
But I think yeah. after a while, it'd level off, because, like, the more illegal you make things, the more inclined people are to try it. Like, honestly, if heroin and cocaine were legal, I think there would be a big, big inflation of death right off the bat, and then after 2 or 3 years, I think it would kind of level out to, like, oh, there's no crime now.
Yeah.
There are junkies, but they're actually, like, responsible junkies, if there is such thing. I mean, like, if you think about the fact that, like, restriction, to me, makes, I guess, intensity happen. It's like, when you're restricted from something, you want it more than anything else.
I agree. It's almost human nature,
Right, to see what it is about that you're missing out on or why you can't have it or whatever.
It just all depends on how certain things to be consumed, too, because I think with, like, alcohol being that it is, like, a drinkable thing, it's a... You're not smoking it, you're not snorting it, you're not injecting it. It's a more acceptable way and more
But it's also because
way.
It's like,
and so to me, like, you know, I mean, you'll never see anyone, even if cocaine, you know, becomes legalized, like, I don't think you'd see a ton of people 21st birthday snorting lines.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like, just because it looks kind of like tacky as opposed to going out and drinking some beers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Drinking beers.
Put
shit
in your nose,
like, you know, to go ahead and drink drinking it, it's like, okay, yeah, we're gonna go have a drink. It sounds classy at this point. So, you know. I see the bite in it as opposed to, like, you know, where, I don't know, if cocaine or heroin will ever be, like, 21st birthday. You guys were at it?
I mean, like, honestly, our message has always kind of been, like, the anti-rockstar mechanism where, you know, most rock stars are really interested in things like cocaine and heroin, but I think we kind of laugh at the fact that it's, like, so widely accepted in the rock and roll world. Yeah. It's like funny to us because, like, I don't know. It's
like, because it's doing the bad wrong thing. It's doing something that's illegal. It's kind
of the dark party, yeah. Keith Richards sort of style. To me, that just doesn't seem to work. I've never seen it work for anybody. Well,
it sucks too because, like, we have some really good friends that, you know, will dabble into, like, some really bad drugs, and, like, you know, if you could dabble in a drug and, you know, be all right with it, like, you do anything in moderation, you do cocaine in moderation, you'll be fine. But then, like, we have friends that weren't showing up to tour dates anymore, and his band is, like, peaking, you know, signed to a major deal, making $13,000 a night, and just not even showing up to the dates anymore because he's a heroin addict or something, you know, or, like...
Yeah.
Well, like, see, you know, we could all go find these drugs on the streets. Mm-hmm. It's not too hard to find these drugs. Yeah. And why do we choose not to do it? It's because we know better not to, right? Like, we know that it could lead to... So, I've heard this good quote from Terrence McKenna.
McKenna, sure.
No, say no to drugs. K-N-O-W.
Yeah.
You know, like, know your drugs. Yeah. And it's the... And it's the... Like, what you're talking about, legalization and legalizing them. I think there are countries who have done it and proven...
Yeah, they have.
That
Switzerland. Heroin is legal for... Like, there's teachers... I was watching this documentary. Like, there's teachers that you can go to the clinic once before work, once after work. You can get a shot and, like, enough to... You're not nodding off. You're not falling asleep. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you do like the drug and it has a hold on you. So, what do they do? Well, they don't condemn junkies. They don't criminalize junkies. What they... The heroin addicts, what they do is they say, come to the clinic, get your shot, go about your day, and then after work, come and get your shot, and then you go to bed, and it's all good. And it has rid the area of crime, and that's important to know.
They treat it as an illness and not throw you in a cage like a rat.
Yeah, I mean, and
we can get it even easier, you know, in jail.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And McKenna, too, like, he had it on point when he said, you know, all you can assume to be true is within the confines of your own direct experience. And I believe that's no different with hard drugs, with any drugs. It's like, if you've experienced them and you know what they are, then it's up to you then. You have that choice. You have free will to say, or yeah, that worked out. You know, like, maybe I should try it again. But I don't think any drugs, like, long-term make sense. You know what I mean? Like, short-term, it seems like a bandage, no matter what drug it is. It seems always like a short-term, like, fix to a problem, but never long-term solution,
Like, there's this way I've heard of helping people with addiction. There's this guy, I listened to a TED Talk, and he helps people with quitting cigarettes through mindfulness, like meditation. And he basically just teaches them when they come in, he says, first rule is you could still smoke cigarettes. You don't have to stop.
Yeah.
Second rule, and, like, basically he just describes how every time you smoke a cigarette from here on out, actually be in the moment of smoking that cigarette. Don't do it so drone-like, but
it's not, like, don't do it habitually, do it consciously. Yeah.
And consciously, and be aware of the taste, be aware of what it feels like when you inhale it, be aware of how you feel before and after you smoke it. Like, be fully aware of it. And he said, like, a huge percentage of his patients almost immediately quit, like, the first couple of weeks.
Right, and that's what it is consciousness. And that's what addiction does. It removes the consciousness from the mechanism. Mm-hmm. So you get to the point where you are like a drone, and you're robotically going through this habitual behavior pattern, but you don't know why you're doing it anymore.
Yep.
You know, that's where the line is drawn, and that's where people say, oh, it's a disease. And, well, it is. After a while, it is a disease, but at first, it's a choice. It's always a choice first, and then if you fail a few times with that choice, and you don't make the right choice so many times in a row, you become under the thumb of the molecule, you know, and then it is up to your own conscious mind to change it.
Certain things, you know, I mean, like how people say, like, you're saying, like, know your drugs, like, but yeah, it's like, I don't know, certain things, like heroin, 100% of the time has never worked out for anyone. It's not like there's
I'll say 1%. No, it does work out in hospital settings when people are dying of cancer and they're in pain or broken leg. Like in England, they have heroin in the hospital, you know. And they don't use morphine there.
Yeah, it's
and
actually better than, like, morphine.
When I got my appendix removed, I said I didn't want shit. So I guess it all depends on the person. And I never took a painkiller. And same thing when I got my surgery done after my nose. Just because I don't even want to put that shit in my body, dude. Yeah. Like, morphine. That is no good for you whatsoever. Yeah. Like,
I mean, if you're in pain, that's what it's there for. Like, that's the bottom line. Like, to me, it's like, if you use it for recreational purposes, that's where it's dangerous. Everyone knows that. That's the
common, like, you know,
obvious thing.
100% of the time, you go ahead and think, well, I'm going to try heroin for the first time. Like, I just don't know. Because, I mean, I never tried heroin, but I don't know where your mind is in order to do it. You know, I'm sure those people are in dark places, but to even, like, you know, to know 100% of the time, it does not work out for you. Like, it doesn't do whatever you're trying to solve. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to go ahead and end up being, you know, taken over and eaten by this thing. Yeah. That's what happens 100% of the time. Like,
I think the appeal is flirting with intensity. You know, yeah. A lot of people want to be hardcore, and they feel like, oh man, like I can't really, I don't know how to be hardcore, but I want to be hardcore. And you're not hardcore unless you live hardcore, mm-hmm. as Jack Black said. So I think a lot of people are addicted to that. They're drawn into the whole like aspect of the intensity of duality of where, okay, I'm just a normal societal person that functions, but I also fucking do heroin. You know, there's this attraction towards that insanity. And I know a lot of friends that have that attraction. And that I think is the most difficult thing to solve. It's like I can give people advice all day long, but they don't hear it. You know, it's, you can speak all day long, give the most wise answers of all time, but drug addicts will never hear it, mm-hmm. because they're programmed a different way.
Yeah, like, weird. Because when they did a test on mice where they put cocaine in, infused it in the water, bottles in the cages, right? And they had some mice, one of the mice that were in a normal cage setting continued to use the cocaine over even eating, and eventually they died, and mm-hmm. they became addicts to it.
Right.
The other ones, they had mice in a cage that looked very environmentally stimulating. So, mm-hmm. like, had a bunch of toys and uh-huh. stuff for them to play with and little mouse settings. Uh-huh. And they used it a couple times, never to do it again.
Wow.
So it's the environment. They believe that it also has to do with the environment, yeah. and the way that we
agree.
Perceive it, you know? And,
no doubt.
And
of
also,
course,
like,
yeah, environment is a big thing about what you're yeah. to be, what's going to happen with your life and how you're going to... I mean, you surround yourself with addicts... And if you're an ex-addict, you're more than likely to jump back into it, you know, if you surround yourself.
Yeah, but...
So those people who initially make those choices, too, imagine, like, if you don't have the courage to maybe off yourself and you know, commit suicide, maybe that's
slow
the
death.
Best way to
numb
the pain, you know?
Exactly.
But, like, to me, like, you know, I mean, I'm just not a fan of a lot of medicines at all, so, like, I haven't even taken medicine since I was probably 15 years old. I'm 26 now.
Mm-hmm.
So not even over the counter.
So do you just placebo yourself healthy again?
I think a lot of stuff is placebo. Because,
I believe,
like,
in the
heads, like,
mentally for sure.
Yeah, because, like, you know, they did a study at, I want to say it was Northwestern, and Northwestern University, and they took, like, you know, X amount of asthmatic people, and then this other X amount of asthmatic people. Some they gave, you know, albuterol inhalers, and some they gave water that tasted like medicine, and they did it, and... just as many people that said that they felt all right, they didn't know, you know, I mean, they were on the placebo, and they said they felt just as great, like, after any kind of asthmatic thing, when they had the placebo, as they did to the other. Hmm. So, you know, I mean, a lot of it to me is definitely mentally, you know, so, I mean, whenever I start feeling myself get sick at all, I just start consuming foods that are good for me when I'm sick, you know, I start eating lots of raw garlic or something like that, or I go ahead,
vitamin
you know,
C, yeah.
yeah, citrus stuff, you know, whatever you want to put in your body. And, like, after any surgeries I've ever had, like...
Even that, though, you're not denying the sickness. You're saying, oh, man, it might be coming on, so you're flooding your body with things to get it out. So
mm-hmm.
there's a consciousness to it. There's
mm-hmm.
a mechanism, but it is a lot of mental things, too. Like,
of course, yeah, you know.
It's a duality.
Like,
because, like, Justin knows, like, I haven't taken medicine, like I said, in the past, like, 11 years, and Justin knows, typically for me, I'm done being sick within, like, 2 days, one day, you know, it's pretty much here today, gone tomorrow type deal.
Yeah. You know, the reason why drugs work on us and why they do, like, work on our brain, it's, like, have you ever heard the hippies say, like, oh, we evolved to smoke weed because we have receptors for it in
our
brain.
We have cannabinoid receptors in our brain, yeah.
But every single drug that we call a drug is a drug because we have already receptors in our brain for it.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
funny.
And
right
the reason it. Why our brain has these receptors is not because for thousands of years we've been taking aspirin.
No.
It's because...
our brains are wired to receive these experiences.
It's because our brain can already produce these drugs
yeah.
on command, in-house.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So they say that's what's responsible for placebo, because we're basically sitting on an infinite pharmaceutical of every drug that
healing
we've created.
Healing ourselves in the
we
mind.
We just don't know how to, like, release it.
That is tapped into, yeah.
yeah. It's almost
like
released by power
DMT
belief.
Flow.
Yeah, a trickery.
Yeah, shamanism.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's personal
and I think
alchemy.
I think people have figured it out throughout time. Like,
sure.
Through shamanism.
A lot of
yeah,
the monks,
healing.
Yeah.
My
yeah,
father's that
Tibetan.
Same one, too, though. Like, my dad... out of all the time I've known my father, obviously 26 years, I've maybe seen him stay home from work sick once. It's like he has to be really sick. And even for him, he's pretty similar to me, just, you know, whatever, wears it off. And, like, if I'm sick, I usually don't sit inside and rest. Like, I have to be really sick to sit inside and rest. Usually I'll still go out and do my typical stuff. I'll go to the gym, I'll go play basketball, I'll go skateboard.
Yeah,
like, I'll let
it out.
Well, I mean, it's just to me, like, I'm not going to let it hold me down. Like, it's not going to take me down. I'm going to go do my thing, no matter what, because, I don't know, like, it's not like I'm dying. Like,
yeah.
I had to be really, really sick in order, like, where my body's, like, immobile for me to not go do something still.
Yeah.
So do you think...
There's a lot of things, too, with the brain that, like, we were talking about how our brains are wired to receive the experiences of certain drugs.
Mm-hmm.
There's three parts to the brain. There's three types of brains in our brain. Like, the oldest one is the reptilian brain.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the animalistic, instinctive, fight-or-flight, survival
sex,
sort of...
food,
yes,
and water,
yes,
and sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the reptilian. Now, the other one is actually called the limbic system. That's like the mammal thing. Like, that's the mammal part of us. But the third one is the neocortex. That one is basically the thinking and like the higher consciousness that we're able to tap into. Most people operate, in my experience, under the reptilian philosophy.
Yeah.
But there's certain things that feed it. There's certain cultural things. There's certain advertisements. There's certain foods. There's certain chemicals that we, in our environment, like there's things that you can't get away from. So everyone's in touch with the reptilian brain. It is a bit of a curse, but it's also there to remind us, you know, who we're trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that most of the, especially the psychoactive stuff, that acts on the reptilian side, because the reptilian has the pineal in it. So if you look at it from the perspective of, okay, there's three things working in unison here,
mm-hmm.
within this mechanism, and all of them have a crucial role. So I think it's just important to keep them balanced. Like, that's a big thing with me, is like, making sure that your neocortex is equal to the reptilian, or maybe, you know, depending on what you want in life, maybe higher.
Yeah.
You're feeding that part more, and there's certain foods that can feed that part of the brain better than others. Like, you know, vegan diets are really good for the brain.
Mm.
So yeah, that's interesting.
And they say how, like, even the bacteria in your stomach can affect your behavior and how you perceive
totally.
Your reality. It can make you depressed, or
yep.
you know. It's
yeah,
crazy.
If you have vitamins, man.
Yeah,
like,
just imagine, like, all the
yeah.
stuff we don't know about.
No, it's crazy. Like, me, like, I usually go on this diet for, like, the past 2 years, and it was the second time going through it. Is where if I gain some weight, I don't like it. So I go ahead and I cut out all added sugars and all, like, complex carbs.
Damn.
And it's hard, man.
Discipline, son.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Jeez.
Just all, you know, all right, well, other people can cut it out, I can't too. So that's, like, the way I look at it. So it's like, you know, if another human has achieved it, there's no reason why this human can't achieve it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, we're all given here with the same, you know,
same size decision.
Yeah, so for me, you know, it sucks, especially around the holidays. Like, I'm missing Ferrero Rocher, like, candy everywhere, and, like, my mom's birthday's on Christmas, and I had to make her a chocolate cake, and I'm like, damn, I really want to eat this chocolate cake. But, no, my body acts a lot different when I'm on sugar, 100%,
mm-hmm.
compared to, like, when I'm not on sugar. And the first few nights, every time I do it, like, I shake, I can't go to sleep and whatnot. You know, like, it sounds like almost like any kind of regular, you know, I mean...
It's a drug.
It is, but, you know, I don't want to say it's like a drug withdrawal, because I don't want someone that's, you know, dealt with heroin, but, like, it's nothing like that, because I'm sure it's nothing like it, but it
there
is a drug.
Physical effects.
Like, you know, I'm sweating it out at night, I'm shaking, I can't go to bed, certain things like that. Like, even during the day, like, I'll start getting really antsy, and, like, my body's craving it, and it almost, like, hurts in a sense to not eat the sugar.
Yeah.
So it is crazy how much, like, your nutrition can affect everything in your body.
Yeah, like, well, I did a vegan diet for years, and when I did it, it was like the most clear headed my brain has ever been.
Really?
There was things though, especially, I mean, you could, like, my memory was lacking without meat, mainly because of my consumption of
cannabis.
Yeah. but that seemed to be a very difficult thing to deal with, was like, cannabis with vegan diet was very, like, hard to remember anything. But, like, for short-term memory, it was just not existent, you know? But with meat, it's, like, it's a non-issue. But also, like, the throat repair, too. It's, like, now I can treat my throat a little rougher, you know? I can
really?
Scream and get raspy.
From being vegan?
No, actually from eating meat now.
Oh, really?
But like 3 years I didn't eat any meat, any dairy, nothing. It was pretty much beans, rice, potatoes, vegetables, fruit.
Wow.
That was it. And it was great. And then I drank like, reverse osmosis water, which I still do actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, there's just certain things that seemed to work and certain things that didn't, but, I definitely can vouch for the fact that, like, yeah, it was a whole different level of consciousness. There's no doubt about that. There was a raised, increased energetic, vibrational awareness that I had that was, it made me wake up with a smile every day. Like,
wow.
Most of my time, like, I was a lot harder to get depressed at that point.
That's what I hear. Like, it really makes you just feel good.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
really, it's really hard to get down. It's
yeah.
like
you're mentally healthy.
Yeah.
Balanced. Yeah.
Yeah, and especially if you're adding some physical exercise.
I'm like anti-vegan.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I need to get, I want to get on it so bad. I've been just avoiding vegetables my entire life.
Yeah, you hate. I forgot about that. We hate anything that's colored green.
Anything green, I would have like a phobia.
I'm not gonna eat it. When we were younger, like, eat it now. I'm not gonna eat it.
Yeah.